A professor with the University of Texas at San Antonio is trying to come up with a new way to treat a deadly health problem, abdominal aortic aneurysms. His work involves an investigational method to stop the aneurysm from growing so that it doesn't burst. Abdominal aortic aneurysms, or triple A's as they're called, affect 1 in 250 people over the age of 55. If the ballooned artery ruptures, 8 out of 10 patients die.
People that have an aneurysm don't know that they have one until the aneurysm is about to rupture.
That's Inder Fanal, a UTSA mechanical engineer working on a new approach to treating aortic aneurysms. In the vascular biomechanics and biofluids lab, Fanal and his team use a 3D printer to make models of actual patients' AAAs from data collected on scans. Then they create plastic models and pump a blood-mimicking fluid through different lifelike molds to test pressures and stresses.
We are able to reconstruct different models of the actual patient's AAA. We're very excited about it.
That's one of Fanal's graduate students, Miru Tiru Gnanasambandam. The team is testing the application of a chemical compound called pentagaloyl glucose, or PPG. It binds to proteins in the aorta and stabilizes the artery by keeping the aneurysm from growing.
The idea is that once the compound is applied, the aneurysm is frozen in the sense that it's not going to grow anymore. We're trying to prevent, essentially, the rupture of the aneurysm altogether, not just prevent it from growing.
That would have been a welcome approach for 81-year-old Carlos Hernandez of San Antonio. Strange pressures and pain sent him in search of a diagnosis. Granddaughter Christy interprets.
He said that whenever he leaned forward or put any pressure on his stomach, he would feel some type of pain and a strong pulse. He said that whenever he would go from one side to the other, forward, he would feel it.
In a cardiac catheterization lab at University Hospital, UT Health Science Center vascular surgeon George Heider performed the standard procedure on Hernandez. He placed what's called an endograft, basically inserting a straw inside the ballooning artery to control the blood flow and avert a rupture. Still, Hernandez had recovery time.
Not lifting anything heavy, staying at home, everybody taking care of him.
The data UTSA is collecting is promising. Fanal recently won a $750,000 grant from the American Heart Association to continue his research. Work with PPG and mice has been encouraging. One of the challenges is to find a delivery system for the chemical therapy, perhaps nanoparticles or tiny capsules delivered directly to the diseased blood vessel. Fanal says it will take interdisciplinary studies, bioengineers, and physicians working together to find answers.
I like the research because it provides an opportunity for an engineer to make a contribution in what it is essentially a medical problem.
Diffusing more of these AAAs, basically medical time bombs, could someday save lives. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.